So I'm prepping for the very first season of Dinner Party Podcast. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and susiechase.substack.com. So this week I've been thinking about fall, autumn, if you will. Everything cozy, nostalgic, and a little bit grandma chic this season. Think Nora Ephron vibes with a side of needlepoint and homemade soup. So grab your Trader Joe's pumpkin loaf, light that vanilla candle, and let's dive in. First off, let me say I love fall with my entire being. It's more than just a season for me. It's a whole vibe, and I don't like the heat at all. I don't know about you, but really only when I'm near a pool and I want to swim. So the way people talk about seasonal depression in the winter, that's me in the summer. Give me football season, tweed blazers, and cozy nights in with a bowl of chili or soup any day. Let's talk about pumpkins for a second. There's just something magical about walking into Trader Joe's and seeing all the pumpkin products back in stock. If you haven't tried their pumpkin loaf, do yourself a favor. And don't even get me started on the pumpkin body butter. It's pure fall bliss. This season is also prime time for reading. I'm talking a cozy robe, a fisherman's sweater, and a good book. For me, that's a good cookbook or decorating book. There's something about the cool air and warm layers that make it the perfect time to curl up with a book. Lately, I've been revisiting books from my teenage years. You know, the ones that take you back to the simpler times. It's like reconnecting with an old friend. One of my personal favorites is Mandy by Julie Andrews. That book sparked my love for homemaking at an early age. Oh, and yellow and gold flowers. Can we just take a second to appreciate them? They're like fall in bloom, and they instantly brighten up any space. Pair them with a good fall playlist. Cue the Nora Ephron movie soundtrack to my life on Spotify. Light a fall candle, vanilla, pumpkin, whatever speaks to you, and you're golden. Now, I want to talk about something I've been loving lately, grandma hobbies. Hear me out. The grandmas of the world have been on to something this whole time. Cooking, reading, needlepointing, antiquing. These are the things that bring calm, joy, and creativity into our lives. We're taking that energy and making it our own this fall. I've been really into antiquing lately. It's not just about collecting things. It's about curating a home that tells a story. Growing up, I used to go antiquing with my mom on the weekends, and it's something I've carried into adulthood. It's the thrill of the hunt, the charm of finding something with a past and weaving it into the fabric of your life. So if you haven't gone antiquing in a while, make a day of it. Go to your local antique mall, take yourself to lunch, and bring your Kindle, because that's a whole vibe in itself. And when it comes to cooking, food is memory. The soups, the stews, the cozy, hearty meals, these are the foods that comfort us, that nourish not only our bodies, but our souls. Try a new recipe from Dinner Party Podcast this season, and maybe make one your grandma used to make. You're not just making food, you're making memories. So here's my challenge to you this fall. Embrace your grandma fall era, whether it be reading more, getting into a new hobby like needlepoint, or just slowing down to enjoy the simple things. This is the time to create the life you want to live. Let's lean into it together. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to Dinner Party Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or susiechase.substack.com if you haven't already. Stay cozy, light those fall candles. I'll see you in the first episode of Dinner Party Podcast with Catherine Lewin and her cookbook, Big Night. Talk to you later. Bye.